Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a homeschool father of five. We're coming to you from my basement out here in Eastern Plains of Colorado. Dave Binner also in studio with me, another homeschool dad of five. You take over the world your way. We'll take over the world ours. And, friends, it's important that we have children, we give them the right worldview, and that we have some measure of freedom to raise our children with the right worldview, in the right social context. And the battle for freedom, the battle for the family, is almost perpetual. Every time, every generation, every year, every administration, we are fighting for our freedoms. It seems like someone said one time, Dave, that every time the legislature is in session, our freedoms are at risk. And that's the way it is in every legislature around the country. And the battle for family freedoms and for parental freedoms is really raging and has since Jean-Jacques Rousseau abandoned five of his children on the steps of an orphanage and then went and wrote the book called Emile on How to Educate a Child in the Modern Age. He was all about separating the children, and here's what Durant said. The famous historian Will Durant in Rousseau and Revolution said Rousseau wanted a system of public instruction by the state, that is, by the government, funded by the socialist state. You didn't have compulsory attendance laws. You didn't have socialist education. You had some private forms of education here and there over a period of about 6,000 years, but it was only over the last 120 years or so that this massive form of social planning and social education has been foisted upon the modern world, and it's been foisted upon every nation. In fact, all the developed nations are constantly trying to get the same kind of system that we have here because they think that somehow that's the solution. That's the way in which you educate a child in the modern age. You've got to have a system of education by the state. He prescribed many years. This is, again, Durant. Rousseau prescribed many years with an unmarried tutor who would withdraw the child as much as possible from parents and relatives. Now, that's been the goal from this man, who is the father of the modern state and modern education. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the man who abandoned five of his own children on the steps of an orphanage and says, that's the paradigm, friends. That's the goal. That's what we do. And that's why the compulsory attendance law. That's why you have constant pressure towards broadening the compulsory attendance law across the country. And HSLDA has been fighting these things all over the country. Dave, we were just in Illinois. I met with the Illinois Christian Home Educators, and sure enough, they've got a law where, again, they're trying to expand the compulsory attendance law to, I believe it's 6 to 18. Right now it's 7 to 17 or 7 to 16 or something. Ours was, in Colorado, ours was 7 to 16 about 4 to 5 years ago. You remember, it was 7 to 16, had been that way for 100 years. Now, the Rousseauians who want to get all the kids into orphanages, every kid into orphanage, because parents are irrelevant in the education of a child. Parents irrelevant in the education of a child. They want all the children in the socialist education mill as early as possible. Right now, Dave, the compulsory attendance law has been broadened from 7 to 16 to 6 to 17. And now, Dave, here's SB 30, Senate Bill 130, wants to create an Office of Early Childhood and Youth Development within the Colorado Department of Human Services. And the goal, Dave, is to regulate children right into the parents' womb. They talk about women who are pregnant need to be regulated by this new department, this new bureaucracy in the state of Colorado. SB 130, incredibly dangerous bill.
What's ironic, Kevin, is I'm sure that the way these socialists think is that if you're a mother carrying a child, if you plan to have the child, the government tyranny and bureaucracy rests upon you. If you plan to kill the child, the government will just give you some money.
What do you think they're going to regulate? How many times they say breastfeed in any given day? I mean, are the bureaucrats going to say you've got to breastfeed four times a day, six times a day, and they're going to check on you? Are you going to have a bureaucrat for every pregnant mom?
Oh, my guess
or maybe... maybe the state will become the surrogate mothers. Maybe the social services agents will learn how to breastfeed in their programs.
Well,
they'll have to be the females, not the males. But maybe what you do is you hand the kid over to a social services agent, and the social services agent will breastfeed the kid for you. I don't know. I just don't know where this goes. That's my point. I don't know. I'm being a little facetious, but I don't know how far this goes, and nobody does. It's just the social planners. The one thing they do know is what Plato said. What did Plato say? Plato said that every woman shall have their babies for the state from the age of 20 to age of 40. That's in the Republic, Plato's Republic. And Plato said every Every woman shall bear children for the state. Every woman shall bear children for the state. Every woman shall bear children for the state. And he said, no parent shall know his child, and no child shall know his parent. See, that's basic. That's very, very basic. We've got to get the kids away from the parents as early as possible. Get them into state-funded daycare. Get them into state-funded preschool. Get them into state-funded K to 12. Get them away from the parents. Get them away from the parents. Remember, their grandfather is Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Their grandfather abandoned his children on the steps of an orphanage. In fact, he didn't know whether he had boys or girls. He said, I forgot to check the gender. He had no idea whether he had boys or girls because he had no relationship with his children. Because you have to understand, this is statism. This is basic socialism. This is basic humanism. This is what the social system of the average person who is raised in the average K-12 school and sent to the average college for their human services, social services degree, this is what they believe. They don't believe in God's jurisdiction of the family. They don't believe in the covenantal framework of the family, where children were supposed to be raised by nurturing mothers and fathers in the God-ordained family. They don't believe in the family. This is also why Karl Marx said abolish the family. He says, I know I'm abolishing this most sacred of human relationships. He says, I understand that. But he says, we've got to do it. And he said, replace home education with social. Got to get this home education out of the picture, whether it be a child being home educated at 2 years of age, 4 years of age, 6 years of age, 8 years of age, 10 or 12. We've got to abolish home education. Karl Marx said this in the Communist Manifesto. Abolish home education. Replace home education with social. This is basic to communism. This is very basic to communism. And Dave, this is what the Democrats and some Republicans are doing in the state of Colorado. They are committed communists, committed Marxists. They absolutely believe. They've read the Communist Manifesto. They've read the phrase, replace home education with social. They've read the agenda, the communist Marxist agenda, and they want to abolish home education as early as possible, as Jean-Jacques Rousseau also advocated.
Kevin, I think that both the socialists and the Christians will agree to this one thing, that there's a problem with humanity. Now, the problem is sin. We understand that. We understand our kids grow up and they're dysfunctional. I'll call that as a result of sin. It is the consequences of sin. So we all agree there's something wrong with the world and the thing is sin. Now, they might not define it as sin, but they understand it to be sin, or what we understand sin to be the problem. Now, we say the solution is Christ. They say the solution is a better government, that man can fix his problems. We're both looking for a Messiah. My Messiah is God come to man. Their Messiah is men getting together in the form of a civil magistrate and recreating society. In other words, they're trying to go back to the Garden of Eden that they designed, rather than a salvation that comes from Christ. So they're willing to embrace all kinds of methods. A crisis for them is an opportunity to expand the power of their Messiah, the state.
Yeah. And the result is that their Messiah messes up the family even more. And Dave, what happens is you tyrannize a functional family, which is one function for these new departments, these new bureaucracies. You tyrannize the functional families, and they become increasingly dysfunctional. Now, you begin to tyrannize or control the dysfunctional families, as what LBJ did, starting with the Great Society, when there were 25% of children born without fathers in the inner city, and eventually now there's 72%. Of these kids born without fathers in the inner city. So it's three times worse than it was back in the 1960s. But this is exactly what they do the best. They tyrannize, they control, they do what they can to tyrannize both the functional families, who eventually become increasingly dysfunctional, and then they take the dysfunctional families and they tyrannize them and create the welfare state and try to become the surrogate fathers and mothers for these children. And they wind up with even worse conditions in the inner city after about 30 or 40 years of this experiment. The goal, of course, is to continue to do what they've been doing, because they want to continually destroy the nuclear family in America, so that you have a situation where 42% of kids overall born without fathers, up from 6% in 1960, and so you have half of marriages ending in divorce, and where you have 20 times the incidence of child sexual abuse in families where there is no nuclear mom and dad raising children. They're very strong advocates of child abuse. They're very strong advocates of illegitimacy. They're very strong advocates. And by the way, also be sure to send as many of these Planned Parenthood officials into the public schools to create as much fornication as possible. And the end result, of course, our nation today. with the families in shambles and child abuse is way greater than it's ever been. And therefore, of course, their solution, more social services, more of the same,
right.
More control, more government financing a family, more, less responsibility on the part of the individual families out there and fathers, et cetera, and more government control. And, of course, that will result in more irresponsibility and, therefore, more government control and more irresponsibility and more government control and a credible amount of dysfunctionality and more government control, et cetera, et cetera. And, Dave, that's the cycle these guys are promulgating, and they want to do as much as they can to control the family, of course, so that government becomes this sole force in society. And but, Dave, you're always going to have the dysfunctionality of the character of the nation, the breakdown of the family, at the same time this tyranny accelerates.
Right. Now, this is because statism is actually idolatry. With the worship of the state, and you know, we do it through our songs, through our flag worship, through our patriotism, if you will. We have gatherings. We have all the accoutrements of worship in this statism, and statism is idolatry. We're not against the state. The state is God's authority that he places there to be a terror to evil. Statism, however, is the idolatry of state, and what we find out with all idols is they're cruel. The idols cannot deliver what we hope they will deliver. Only God is God, and the state is not God. The state's ethic system is not God's ethic system. The state cannot deliver redemption. The state cannot give you joy and peace and love. The state can only give you more worship of the state, more tyranny of the state. It's a very, very cruel idol.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the midst of this, I believe there is hope. There has been a tremendous amount of hope, at least for those who are willing to embrace responsibility, and some have. Some parents have said, we are responsible. The government's not responsible for the funding and control of our children's education. We are responsible for this. And as they have embraced that responsibility, God gave them the freedom. That's why homeschooling is free in all 50 states. That's why we have increased freedom, even more freedom, at least for those who are willing to take the island of freedom and, of course, the responsibility that comes along with that. So we are fighting this battle for family freedoms. And ladies and gentlemen, SB 130 is, again, a dangerous bill in this Colorado Senate that is doing what it can to destroy our family life in the state of Colorado and continue to tyrannize and control every single aspect of the raising of a child in the modern age, something that Jean-Jacques Rousseau configured back in the 1760s. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are some of us here that do not want the government to control these things, because if the government controls the church, the government destroys the church. If the government controls the family, the government destroys the family. That's the pattern. That's the way it works. And so our solutions are privatized. Our solutions are continue to encourage fathers and mothers to be godly fathers and mothers, and do so by means of the preaching of the Word of God, by means of good churches, by means of good radio programs that try to equip God's people to do what God wants them to do. And that's what we do on this radio program. We don't believe the solutions are statistic. We believe that as the state gets involved, as the state tries to solve these problems, the state only makes things worse. And so we're going to fight this battle. We're going to continue to fight this battle as Treon Gosin has been fighting for the last 30 years, and she fights it in the state of Colorado. I'm going to interview her in just a moment on this new bill, SB 130, coming before the Colorado Senate. Be back in just a moment. Hey, church leaders, are the parents in your church doing the basics in the home? I'm not talking about changing their children's diapers and feeding them three square meals a day. I'm talking about the basics, the Word of God. I'm talking about the book of Proverbs. If this is God's curriculum for kids, if this is God's book for providing knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to a young man or a young woman, then the parents in your churches need to be inculcating these lessons into their children. That's why I produced a 3-volume family Bible study series on the book of Proverbs, specifically for parents, who, by the way, are the God-appointed teachers according to the book of Proverbs. All right, pastors, elders, leaders, I'd like to encourage you to take this challenge. Instead of purchasing Sunday school materials this year, as most churches do, why not distribute our family Bible study guides on Proverbs to every family in your church? We'll be happy to provide you with bulk prices at generationswithvision.com. Churches all over America are providing family Bible study guides to their families as a means of encouraging families to this vitally important responsibility. Contact us through generationswithvision.com for bulk prices, or order your copy today at generationswithvision.com. And And welcome back to the Generations Broadcast, my friends, as we talk about parental rights today. As engaged in Colorado, we've got the battle fully engaged here, and Treon Gosin is the representative for the parentalrights.org movement out here in the state of Colorado, and she is now with me to talk about some of the developments happening at the state capitol here in Colorado. Treon, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I'm so honored to be here.
Yes, and you have been fighting the parental rights battle since the 1980s. I mean, you've been in this thing for, is this the third decade now?
Yes, I'm going on the third.
Okay. You know, and it's a worthy battle. I mean, you know, there's always been a battle for freedom against tyranny. I mean, that's always been the case. But now the battle is really, really hot in the area of parental rights and family freedoms. And this is where the battle is, I think, most violently raging these days.
I agree, Kevin. And you just simply cannot let up. At all.
Yeah, it's amazing. You think you could take a vacation, you know, for a couple, three, 4 months, and then the other side comes back and wants to find more ways to regulate the family. And this bill now before the Colorado Senate, I want to talk about it with you because I know you've been down there and you are an advocate for parental freedoms all the time at the Colorado Capitol. Wow, SB 130, they're talking about regulating parental rights right into the womb. I mean, this is amazing. It's a new Office of Early Childhood and Youth Development within the Colorado Department of Human Services. And even the title sounds sort of frightening. They want to regulate early childhood and youth development. This is new for Colorado.
Yes. They've been talking about this for a long time now.
Okay.
That they've wanted an Office of Early Learning, Early Childhood Education.
Uh-huh.
And I could see this coming. Especially when I sat in on the Early Childhood Education, the Learning Commission's report to the legislature and to the governor, and some of the quotes I heard were extraordinary.
Uh-huh.
Let me read a couple of those to you here.
Please do.
Let me find it here. Okay, this one was by Senator Bob Bacon, and he was talking about how we should all be deputized by the state to be champions of the early childhood education from birth and earlier so that we can have success in economic development in our state.
Senator
Hudak said the same.
Uh-huh. It sounds to me like what they want to do is get the social planners involved in parental rights right from the very, very beginning. So I guess life begins from conception. When it comes to regulating what happens in the womb for children who get to be born, the rest of them don't get to be born, and that's why the personhood initiatives are important for the rest of us.
Yes.
But these socialists, just they really believe that the only way a society is successful is if you can get the social planners to regulate everything, womb to tomb. And it just doesn't work that way, does it?
No, and actually in that one session I was sitting in, they talked about the problems in our society, including the economic woes,
mm-hmm.
the job situation, and obesity and other social issues, kind of. And they were saying that all of these can be solved if we do what they tell us.
Yeah.
That early childhood education and their programs are the answer for every social woe that faces this country and the global effort.
Mm. Treon, I think,
amazing?
I think what, and the more they regulate, the more they're involved, the worse it gets. I mean, you compare the average inner city family from 2012 back to 1960 before LBJ and the Great Society, and what do you get? Well, you had, you know, 25-30% of the kids born without fathers in the inner cities back in 1960. Now it's 72%, so it's almost three times worse than it was in 1960 for the inner city family, i.e. the inner city family's been devastated by social services and the welfare systems that have been imposed upon them over the last 30 to 40 years. The end result, of course, way more devastation, way more destruction as government gets involved. But these people don't want to acknowledge that. They just really think they can get into these situations and solve these problems. And then the other problem is that they get into the business of functional families, and the minute you start regulating these functional families, voila, they lose their freedoms, and inevitably they become less functional too. So you know, I think this battle for freedom is really for a battle for the life of the family itself. I mean,
that's exactly right, Kevin. I can't agree with you more. I'm so glad you brought that up about, you know, life must begin at conception since they include pregnant women in the strike below language of the bill. Let me read to you so your listeners can understand what Senate Bill 130 requires using their exact language.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, it's very brief. It requires the development of a state plan for delivery of early childhood services that includes guidelines, standards, and service delivery outcomes for the programs as well as child outcome measurements. It establishes the Office of Early Childhood within DHS, Department of Human Services, who will be responsible for the integration of these programs and services for pregnant women, young children, birth to 8, and families.
Does that include every single pregnant woman in Colorado?
Yes, that's pregnant women.
So every single...
think about it, Kevin. How are they going to find out the women are pregnant?
Yeah.
You're talking about a tracking system for all the OBGYN people, the doctors, the specialists, pediatricians. Where's it going to stop? This is a massive tracking system, which they don't actually have the wording, but it implies that's the only way they're going to be able to monitor these outcomes.
This is Orwell's 1984 in 2012. It's happening now, and these people aren't backing off.
No.
They just continue to want to regulate every single aspect. Are they going to have cameras in every single home monitoring the habits of every single woman? Are they going to have test kits with bureaucrats in our homes every week to test our women to make sure they're pregnant or not? You know, what is this? Where are the boundaries here? Is anybody asking those questions on the Senate floor?
You know, I know Kevin Lundberg has, Senator Lundberg, and when this comes to second reading, which it is, again, calendared for this Friday, it may possibly get laid over again, but they are going to debate this issue on the Senate floor very thoroughly. Knowing our, you know, the Democratic majority that we do have in our state Senate, it is not likely they're going to back down.
Huh.
But they cannot say they have not heard from the parents in Colorado concerning this. They've received hundreds of calls and emails today.
Okay. So there is some feedback. Someone is telling me there wasn't as much as there been on other efforts. Are you saying that homeschoolers and other pro-family advocates are picking up and picking up that phone call and making those calls?
Yes, absolutely. And it's increasing. Just through your program, there will be more calls. There's another big meeting in Douglas County Friday night. There's all kinds of things that are happening, you know, parentalrights.org, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and myself, and many other groups who aren't related to homeschooling who have been encouraging their membership to make calls and emails.
You know, I've always wondered if homeschooling is slowly falling asleep at the switch on some of these things. It takes bills like this to wake us up again to the battle, and hopefully there are many, many families concerned about this sort of thing. And, Treon, do the phone calls make a difference?
Well, it depends on necessarily who you're speaking with. Like if you make a phone call to Bob Bacon, it's not going to matter, but he needs to hear.
Yeah.
He was elected by his constituents, and they have the right to talk to him. I do believe we may have some people who simply did not know the depth of what this bill implies. They will tell you that it's simply a reorganization bill, you know, that we're just trying to streamline things and make things more efficient. It goes way beyond that, Kevin. Anyone reading this bill can see that. And if you've listened to them, as I have over the years, I've seen the intensity of what they are intending for the family and their absolute control. Remember when we sat in that hearing a few years ago and that judge in Pueblo said what he did about the children belonging to the state?
Every one of Colorado's children belong to us,
is
the point he
made. And that is exactly what this bill is saying as well.
Oh, boy. Well, of course, this could be a threat to homeschooling as well.
Yes.
Do you think that your average homeschool families could be impacted by this language?
Well, what if they determine that your early learning isn't meeting their standards?
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to say if you're a pregnant mom and they don't think you're taking good care of yourself?
Sure.
You know, it crosses all boundaries in all areas of education and family.
Yeah.
No one is safe from this bill.
Yeah.
No one.
Do these people really, really believe that the state should become a dystopian 1984 Orwellian sort of a world where the government has a camera in every bedroom and is monitoring the behavior of every single person? Is that what Bob Bacon really believes? I mean, is he Orwellian to the core? Absolute government, totalitarian government is what this man stands for. I mean, if you asked him that, what do you think he would say?
You know, if he's not there, he's very close to it.
Yeah.
I believe he would say the government, as he told me in committee one time, that we owe them the public education system, you know, through our taxes. We owe it to the state to, you know, fund a public education system simply because that's what we must do.
Huh.
Public education, of course, trumps every other kind of education. I do believe that he sincerely believes this because of his actions and his votes and what he says. I mean, when he says we should all be deputized, that is frightening language to me because that implies, excuse me, you know, that we're spying on each other. What does that mean exactly, being deputized to champion early childhood education?
And Treon, if you think about how the hospitals and the medical systems have worked more and more in collusion with governments over the last 20 to 30 years, I mean, just kind of back up and look at the last 20, 30 years and think about how much more socialist control there is over healthcare, and think about how much of our medical records are made available to government bureaucracies and agencies. It is not beyond the wildest imagination to consider the possibility of governments being involved in the prenatal care and in the delivery of every single child that comes out of every womb in America.
You are so correct. I have two quotes here from state representatives who voted against the funding to continue the Early Childhood Commission, which is basically the ones behind Senate Bill 130. One representative said, thank you for your email, Treon. When the witness said the PNP through 20 should stand for prenatal, I literally had a physical reaction of revulsion. The other one, I think, says exactly what you're saying, Kevin. This came from a state representative. He said, thank you for your email. My concern is with just what you said, prenatal and up. Our Constitution states that we are responsible for the education of our children from ages 6 to 20. The same people who are trying to kill Kathleen Conte's bill, giving concurrent enrollment to children in upper years, which would be constitutional, are now trying to give education in the womb, which is not in the Constitution. I stand confused by the manner in which they see 6 through 20. I feel like World War II Germany, where the state can raise your kids better than you can.
Wow.
I cannot be a part of allowing this
Incredible.
To continue.
That's a state representative, too. I mean, that's somebody down there right now in the midst of the action.
Exactly.
Yeah. Incredible. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the camel's nose is now officially under the tent. No, actually, make that the entire head. In fact, I think his shoulders and his front legs are in the tent as we speak. This big camel just continues to want to move under this tent, and in the end, it's going to destroy us. It's going to destroy the family. In fact, just yesterday, I interviewed the fellow from Sweden who is in exile right now. Sweden, of course, is the absolute pinnacle of the socialist ideology. This is pretty much where it all goes. If you want to know where America, where Colorado's headed, it is Sweden. They have no semblance of family life anymore in Sweden. There are 20 to 30, maybe 40 viable families left in a nation of 10 million people. And this one man who is trying to head up the homeschoolers in Sweden is now in exile in an island off the coast of Sweden. I spoke with him, and that program is aired just a day or two ago. And Treon, this is where we're headed. This is where we're headed. You know,
it's
nuts. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. You know what's happening in Sweden. They're arresting families. They're fining them $50,000. They're sending them into exile. They're taking their kids away from them for 5, 10, 15 years at a time. Just crazy, nutty things going on in socialist Sweden. And socialist Bob Bacon wants to make sure that Colorado and America becomes the United Socialist States of America in the near future. This is the direction we're headed. This is their ideology. And we got to fight this tooth and nail. I mean, Sweden lost the battle. And now the last few homeschoolers are in exile in Sweden. But in Colorado, we still have a shot for freedom, don't we?
Absolutely, Kevin, we do, and I agree with you. if we become, you know, apathetic and we do not move, you know, this can very well be the beginning of the end of the family as we know it.
Wow.
And if we must, as parents, I don't care how you educate your children, if you care about your children, you need to oppose this bill.
Yeah.
It is vitally important that we do this and we act now, because this bill will be in the Senate this week. Hopefully by Friday they'll have it at second reading. You know, if it goes to the House, I'm working on strategies there. But you know what, Kevin? The House sponsor is a Republican.
Wow.
So
incredible.
What about our one seat majority in the Colorado, you know?
Yep.
It's shot. So I'm having to work behind the scenes very carefully in order to see if we can't get this thing stopped.
Okay. What should the average listener do, especially those here in Colorado? What would you recommend?
This week they need to call their state senator and oppose Senate Bill 130.
Okay.
There's great information. I know HSLDA has a page on this bill at their website.
Okay.
You can go to for Speaking Facts if you have not received that, or from parentalrights.org. Or they can email me, Kevin, and I'll give them the information that they need in order to, you know, make the call. Go to colorado.gov and follow the lead to the state legislature. Go to the directory page. You'll find the name and number of every state senator and plus the counties that they represent. So there's no excuse for not finding out who your state senator is if you do not know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Treon Gosen from parentalrights.org. She represents parental rights in the state of Colorado. We appreciate the work you have been doing all these years, Treon. We're so thankful. I mean, you have been standing in the gap for a long time. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kevin, so much, and thank you for allowing this to be on your program to inform parents. I'm very grateful.
Folks, these are critical issues, and we're dealing with them almost every single year now. It's very important that we bring a biblical perspective to things. Hey, sphere jurisdictions are laid out by the Bible, and that's one reason why I encourage you to teach your children the basic sphere responsibilities. We have these in our new little book called What Does the Bible Say About That? And this is for 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13-year-olds. If you would like some really basic worldview curriculum on sphere jurisdictions, and you want to teach your children, you want to root and ground the next generation such that the next generation will be far more prepared, far more rooted and grounded, and far more active, and we can make far more progress in the years to come. You give them a biblical worldview for kids. As my curriculum, What Does the Bible Say About That? Again, written for 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, available at kevinswanson.com. I encourage you to go to kevinswanson.com and pick up that basic worldview curriculum. Root and ground your children in the right way of thinking now, such that we'll have hundreds and thousands of Treon Gosens and Kevin Swansons running around Colorado and other states around the United States in the next 20, 30 years. And the liberals will run in fear for all of those that have been established in a biblical way of thinking and can fight for freedom. Freedom for the family, and I think the life of the family, the existence of the family in 20, 30 years from now. Get your copy of What Does the Bible Say About That at our website, kevinswanson.com, today. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.